Blog Talk Radio. So tonight we have a special guest. It's our second time having her on the show. Earlier in the year, when I first started the Women in Business show, she was one of my inaugural guests, so I'm happy to have her on again. Her name is Kimberly Raven, and she is the owner of Body Flow, Inc. Massage Therapy, located in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're going to have her on. We're going to talk about a lot about who she is, what she's doing currently, some of the things that she's going to be doing in the future, and a whole lot more. So let's go ahead and welcome her into the show. Good evening, Kimberly. How are you doing tonight?
Chris. I'm good. And yourself, how are you feeling? Are you feeling better?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I'm feeling much better right now. I appreciate that. So, again, as I mentioned to everyone, this is Kimberly Raven. She is a very fine woman that is in business, which is the purpose of this show. So I want everyone to definitely appreciate the next few minutes as we get into this interview. First and foremost, Kimberly, tell the audience a little bit about yourself as far as, you know, where your origins, where you're from, where you're currently.
I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised. I grew up in a community called Thomasville Heights. I graduated from the Atlanta Public School System. I have two siblings, two older brothers. And we were just, you know, we were just typical, you know, you're just your typical modern, you know, middle class family. So, you know, that was, you know, basically it. Growing up, it was definitely different. You know, it was much different back then. You know, Atlanta has changed so much, right? So, you know, I have seen a lot. So, it's just really just happening to, you know, being able to adapt to the change and everything, which is a good thing, though. So,
yeah. But, well, you know what, though? You mentioned something that a lot of people haven't. A lot of people don't like change. A lot of people like to keep things exactly the same forever and ever. So, you know, making that decision to even want to adapt is actually a big deal. Go ahead.
Well, let me be honest, though. Now, I wasn't.
You were fighting it?
I wasn't too fond of the change at first, you know, because you got to understand, mm-hmm. like, this is where I grew up. And, you know, I was used to what we had. So I wasn't used, I was used to this environment. And our flow, you get what I'm saying? So I wasn't used to, other people coming in from other states or, I just wasn't used to the change. The city was changing drastically, you know, as far as the mm-hmm. numbers and the traffic and jobs. I mean, but I wasn't used to it at first. But, you know, the more I grew, then the more, you know, I had to accept the change. And, I had to look at, like, change is good. And it is a good thing. So, you had to roll with it. It was going to change and anyway, whether I like it or not. So, why not? If I was going to live here, might as well just go with the flow, right?
That makes perfect sense. You're right. You're definitely right. Before you got into business, you were working secularly. Just tell us briefly about that a little bit, just so the audience knows a little bit more of your background, because I know a lot of the audience, they all probably have some type of a 9-to-5 job currently.
Oh, yes, of course. So I was working for the county government for 13 years. And while I was there, though, I did decide to go back to school, so I went back to school in 2006, and I graduated in 2007 and received my license for massage therapy in 2007. But I decided to only focus on it part-time because at the time I had two school-age boys, and so I was just focusing on them, and so definitely – you know, I needed the 9-to-5, you know, for, you know, to take care of us. So I didn't really focus on body flow that much. And the older mm-hmm. that they got, then I decided to, hey, why not? It's my time. They're grown and gone, so it's my time now. So I decided to step out on faith in April of this year, and I decided to focus on body flow full time. So, and as of right now, I have my own location located in the downtown College Park area in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow, congratulations on that for sure. Leaping out on faith, of course, that wasn't an easy thing to do, but you knew it was necessary for you to be successful. And I know there's a lot of people, that's usually the thing that stops them from doing it, is that they're just not confident. What was it that made you confident enough to want to go ahead and do it, go ahead and go forward with it? You knew you had your songs out the way and they were good, but it was still a matter of that there had to be something there, you know, still tugging you. So what was it that got you over the hump?
Well, for one, my mindset started to change. My energy, my spirit, everything just started to change, and I wanted more. It's like it's your mindset. I wasn't comfortable, you know, with where I was at. You know, I knew I wanted better. I wanted more, and I knew I had to put in the work. So, like I said, my mindset had to change, and I wanted to challenge my leadership skills. So I put that out in the universe, and things just started to happen. It was several things that changed my mind. When my mom passed, that changed my mindset on a lot of things. You know, her death made me look at life a lot clearer. So, and like I said, I've done my responsibility. I've completed my responsibility as a parent and raised two, you know, responsible adults. So, like I said, it was my time now. And then, you know, when your mindset changed, and you know your purpose, your focus changed. And, you know, that's what got me over the hump. and just knowing your purpose and knowing the reason why you're here, then that just changed my whole focus and just changed my whole mindset.
Well, it looks like that decision is definitely paying off. One, you have your own location currently. That's a big deal there. So tell us a little bit more about Body Flow Ink Massage Therapy.
Okay, well, Body Flow was established in 2007. And first I was mobile. I was mobile for 10 years. I'm certified in Swedish massage, deep tissue, corporate massages, sports massage, and celebrity massages. That's what I'm offering right now. Body Flow is about promoting relaxation in the mind, body, and spirit. So, Body Flow is about the spirit. I know a lot of people may think that, yes, it is about the body, but I'm more so focusing on your energy and your spirit and being able to get you in that place where you can have your peace of mind and regain your peace of mind. That is what Body Flow Ink Massage Therapy is about, relaxing your mind, body, and soul.
Okay. Well, one thing I would say to that, just to add to it then, is in regards to benefits. I actually talked about this with a published author the other day in regards to reading. And in this particular case, it was kind of you need something to kind of, you know, desensitize or, you know, kind of, you know, get out of the world that you're in on a daily basis and the speed and everything. The stuff is crazy, you know, right now. And so poetry was one way. But here's another way that it actually affects you directly. Like you said, you know, just how you feel, but then also your body at the same time is massage therapy and how that can actually go in. And you kind of mentioned a whole bunch of different areas. You mentioned corporate. You mentioned athletic. You mentioned all kinds of different things. So there's different people who can benefit from you, correct?
Well, it's all people that can benefit, really. I mean, like I said, massage therapy is about promoting relaxation through the body, through the mind and the body and the spirit. Everybody has mind, body, and spirit. So, no, it's not just for certain people. It's for all people. But Body Flow Ink, those are the different areas that I promote, you know, massage therapy. But everybody, I think everybody should invest in massage therapy. You have to think about it. If you're in a relaxed state of mind, then you can make better choices. Am I correct?
Yes.
That's correct. If you're in a peace of mind, if you have a peace of mind, if you're in a relaxed state of mind, you can make better choices. You cannot make choices. I mean, you know, good decisions if you're all stressed out and your muscles are tense. Think about it. So you have to look at it that, I mean, massage therapy is an investment. It's not just a person just rubbing on your body. It's an investment.
Well, I would hope it would be a little bit more than that.
I think the more look at themselves and an investment, you get what I'm saying? You need to look at the better that they will feel, you know, because massage therapy has a lot of health and wellness benefits. You know, we all suffer from stress. We do. We stress.
Yeah.
We can't help it. You know, we do. We try not to, but we do. You know, we all are tense about something. We all have ailments. So you have diabetes, you have poor circulation. Women, you know, have cramps. I mean, you know, everybody has something that needs to be relaxed. So why not invest in your health and wellness? But you would be surprised at how many people will not invest in their health and wellness. Not in massage therapy anyway. They don't look
as
like physical therapy, huh?
You made the big point is the investment part of it and looking at it adds something that you deserve. But see, a lot of people don't think about things like that because it's either, it's almost like a bill to them. And like you said, if you make it out to be where it's an investment, then that's something that you deserve for yourself. You got to make it kind of personal to be like, okay, well, you have a whole bunch of people who go get their nails done no matter what. So they just, that's how they feel good about doing that, right? And all these other things that they do, why can't they include that into it? And again, it's a matter of doing it. It's no, I mean, you can get money anywhere, you know, and so you decide how you designate your budget every month, and that's just something that you have to work out. And again, in your particular case, I know you have all kinds of different packages and whatnot, but the whole point of it is that you need to at least ask, how do you know if you don't find out, right? So I definitely agree with you on that.
Well, you know what? I understand that. You know, I understand the way people think. I listen to them, but that's where I come in as a therapist, you know, and as a servant. You know, this is a service that I'm providing. So, you know, it's like, well, what can I do? So I choose to, you know, have specials going on, or, you know, I would donate some massages, you know, free massages or something like that, because it, for me, yes, you can make money, and I would like to make money, but it's not just about the money for me. You know, that's you know, it's about getting people to invest in their health and wellness. You only get one body.
Yeah.
You only get this one time. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter your size, your height, weight. It doesn't matter. It's an investment. You know, you can't keep walking around here saying, oh, I'm in pain, but you would rather go to a bar and spend $65, $70, $100 versus getting a massage, whether you get it once a month or once a year. That's an investment for you, you.
And that you hit the nail on the head right there. That was my point. So many people spend frivolous money on stuff. I mean stuff, you know, and here it is, and that those things don't make you feel any better. In fact, they probably make you worse at the end of the day.
Right.
Here's something really that, you know, beneficial to you, and then also beneficial to other people around you, because guess what? When you're feeling better, you're probably making other people feel better around you too. So it's a domino effect, so to speak. So definitely that's a good thing. Yeah. You mentioned that you have your location, you're working out of College Park. So does that mean that you're not doing the mobile as well, or is there, you pretty much divert all business to the College Park location?
The College Park location is for the 1 hour massages, the full body massages. That's where the table is located. Now, I will travel with my chair, and the chair massages, of course, is corporate. So if the corporations would like to book me to come in to do some of their employees, you know, staff and employees for a different event, they can book me for that. Or I travel for ladies or men for pampering parties. I do that as well. So it's group, that I would travel and do the chair massage, and, of course, sporting events as well, so.
Well, tell us some of the other things that you've been able to spawn off on since you've been done, because, again, it was about you, you know, starting to, you know, do things that you want to do because you have free and clear time to do it. So once you started Body Flow again and went all out with that, what were some of the other things that you started pursuing in 2018?
Right. So in addition to stepping out as an entrepreneur, and like you said, Chris, I had more time now. So I decided to venture more off into acting. So in July, I started film class. So I entered into the Alliance Theater as a student. So I've been taking two classes so far. And I started my third class at the end of this month, as a matter of fact. So I've been submitting to different agencies and casting calls, and I have had the honor to be on set of the newly released movie that's coming out in February of 2019. called Keys to the City, and that stars Isaiah Washington, Keith Sweat, Vanessa Williams, and Stephen Bishop. So I was actually booked on that set 3 times, and as a matter of fact, I booked on Oprah Winfrey's ambitious set next Thursday, as a matter of fact. So I'm venturing off into doing some acting. It was modeling before acting, but hey, this acting thing is kind of taking off, so I want to see where it goes. But I want to add.
I would agree
well,
on that. That's some awesome news. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. But you know what? Wait a minute. How can I forget, Chris? How can I possibly forget that I was selected to be in the Courageous Woman magazine as top 25 women in business? How can I forget that?
I don't know. I was gonna get you. I was gonna try to get it. Make sure we got that in there. Let's give you a round of applause for that.
Woo!
Any time that you're published and someone is looking at you on that end, that's a big deal. But definitely when you're categorized in that particular manner, that's even a bigger deal because that means you're really doing some work and people are definitely taking notice of you. Tell us about it a little bit, about the magazine and just everything around.
So listen, so check this out. So I'm always marketing and branding myself on all my social media, right? And I'm posting about Body Flow or what Miss Hollywood is doing. I'm always posting something positive, something. And I checked my LinkedIn, and I noticed this comment. And the comment said, Chris, wow. You are doing some amazing things. I think you would make a great candidate to be selected in the Courageous Woman magazine. And then she told me to send my information, and as they say, the rest is history. But, Chris, check this out. She is now extending this Courageous Woman, the article, into a Courageous Woman book. So all 25 selected women can participate in writing a chapter to go in the Courageous Woman book, and then once it's completed, then we will all be co-authors and have the opportunity to have book signing, book releases, and or selling it on Amazon as well.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow, that's amazing. So the
moral of the story on that one is, and I've mentioned this on other shows as far as women in business, is one of the biggest aspects about being in business is to let people know that you're in business. You can't be ashamed to let people know that you're doing something, whatever it is. You can't like hold back and say, well, maybe I shouldn't post today, or maybe I shouldn't post this hour, or maybe I shouldn't post this picture, or maybe I shouldn't post this information about something that I feel that's important to people to know. That's just silly. And here it is. Here's a tangible benefit. People see you being active. They have an opportunity to take advantage of that action and say, we need to include her on some of our stuff because we just feel that this is good stuff. So that's a great example right there, Kimberly. I'm proud of you on that one. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't expect it, but it happened.
Well, my main reason for posting anyway is to inspire somebody. You know I can't reach everybody, but if I can inspire one person, you know, as long as I can inspire somebody, I've done my job. You know, and that's what I'm here for. I'm focused on the purpose, you know, and I can't waste any more time with the blessing that he has given me through my hands. You know, these are healing hands. And I love the feedback that I get from my clients. I love to see them leaving with a smile. Versus how they came in, you know, it's a service that I'm providing. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a service that I'm providing. It's a blessing that I receive, and I'm delivering it in a service. That's it. That's what I'm here for. Nothing more, nothing less. My life is not complicated. It's simple, just like that. When you realize your purpose, you're not going to waste time on anything else. You have to stay focused. And I'm telling you right now, to stay focused on your purpose, it takes a courageous person. Because you have to stand up for what you believe in. You have to stand up for yourself. And sometimes that's not easy, because when you decide to stand up for yourself or stand up for what you believe in, you're going to have people that's going to try to distract you. Or you're going to have those naysayers or haters in your ear, in your spirit, and you're going to have to know how to cut that off.
You know, it's funny, you would think with all these songs that have the word hater in them, you'd think people would learn by now, but apparently not. And you're bringing up another point. There's a lot of people who would let that be a hindrance to them, and it would stop them from doing something that they really want to do, because people are telling them, you maybe shouldn't do it. You're doing too much. It's too hard. You know, you're wrong. You can't do it.
No, well, I cannot worry about. See, another thing that keeps me focused, because I don't focus on the negativity or the haters or trying to prove myself to people that don't care about me anyway. So I don't have time for that, because you know what? When you do that, that takes you off your focus from making your money. You can't let nobody, never let a person dictate how you eat. And that's what I don't get. Everybody wake up with the same purpose. How I'm going to eat today. How I'm going to feed my family. So I can't worry about the next person or somebody trying to worry about what Miss Hollywood doing and how she's getting it. Hell, I know why I'm getting it. And I know what I have to do. This thing, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than me. I'm here. I'm not here to shine. I'm not grinding to shine. I'm grinding to leave a legacy. Because best believe, you want somebody talking about you and you still inspiring people when you're gone. That's my purpose. It's bigger than me. It's not about me shining right now or, you know, I'm doing this. I'm doing this because it's a purpose. I'm doing the work. I'm putting in the work. This is what you see, work. And people don't want that. They want this microwavable success, and it don't come that way. This right here didn't come that way. Do you know how courageous, let me say, do you know how courageous I had to be to resign from a job, to step out on
stage? I know. We talked about that in the first interview that we did. Yeah.
Man, people don't understand. I'm telling you. When you see me posting them smiles, baby, it is tears behind that smile I'm trying to tell you. And I'm going to keep it 100 Christian. You know I am. I'm not going
to
sugarcoat
it. The only way to do it is to be honest.
I'm not going to sugarcoat me getting here.
That's why I decided to do these shows, Kimberly, is to be just thought-provoking for those who would be listening, but primarily for women. That's why it's called Women in Business, because people sometimes get the misnomer that it is easy, that it just happens, it's snap of the fingers, there's no sacrifices involved. That's not true. And see, again, there's some who are able to start a business while they're working secularly, but there's sometimes where you have to let go of something for you to be able to move on. And most of the time, that's that 9-to-5 job that's been there forever and ever and been a good, you know, placeholder, so to speak. But to be able to really get to where you need to be, you can't do both most of the time, a lot of times. And so it's not easy when you do that. Again, a lot of sacrifice has to come into that. And again, that's why I'm doing these shows, to let people know that it ain't just you. You know what I'm saying? You're not alone in it.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, the ladies that I have on the show will inspire somebody to say, you know what, I need to quit procrastinating and start making the moves to get to that point. So you have to have some preparation to be able to go out and to have a leap of faith in the first place. You're not going to just wake up out of bed and be like, okay, I'm going to have a business. it don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of work that's involved, but it is hard. It's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. Again, ladies, Kimberly is a great example for you because right now she's burgeoning in her business. And even though I know she said it's not about the money, people are paying her. You know what I'm saying? And
right,
she's expanding her business, and she's doing more. So I'm just saying, you know. But you have to be wanting to do it. Again, I've always said on the talent side, once you do, and she said it, Kimberly said it tonight, once you discover what your talent is, you kind of are obligated to try to let other people participate in that talent, to be able to benefit from that talent, to be able to, you know, be involved in that talent, whatever that talent might be. It's only fair to you to find out how far you can go. But if you know, if you don't even try, well, then that's your fault. You know what I'm saying? No one, you can't blame nobody else if you didn't even try to do it. If you try and fail, that's one thing, but you might mess around and succeed. And that's, again, that's the reason I'm doing these women in business shows, because you might mess around and succeed. Stop playing around.
Right,
stop
right.
playing the game. You know what I'm saying? Being serious about it right now, but that's what it's all about. And so I'm really happy for you, Kimberly, in regards to your successes up till now. You know, go ahead.
And it hasn't been all success either. You know, I mean, I failed. I've tried things and it didn't work. And, you know, but I have to keep trying. I try things and try things, okay, and figure out and really, you know, just try to be strategic in what I'm doing. But sometimes, I try to plan things out and my plan failed. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, this didn't work. Well, let me go back to the drawing board and do this. It will let me go back to the drawing board and do that. You know, so, you know, I listen to other people, you know, you read, you know, you just find out ways to make it, you know, to make it work or to, you know, to just continue to try to be successful. I know what, Chris? I learn more from my failures. That's where I grow. That's where I get my growth spurt, so to speak. You know, I mean, because I want to succeed, but in order for me to succeed, I have to, you know, you fail a little bit, you know, you have to go back to the, keep going back to the drawing board, keep going back to the drawing board till you figure out what works. And everything is not going to be easy the first 2, 5, or 6 times, things like to me. But the fun part is, you know, when I fall down, I get right back up. That's just the attitude that I have. It's the attitude. And, yes, you do get depressed sometimes. You get angry sometimes. You get stressed the hell out sometimes. You do. You go through all those emotions. But you know what? What get me through is turning up that faith. Because I know when I start getting a little distracted and a little antsy and anxious and agitated, that means I haven't been in that word. You get what I'm saying? I'm straying away. I'm straying away from that spirit, from my spirit side. You know, I need to have a come to Jesus meeting. You know, but that's me. Everybody has their way of dealing with their you know, failures or their successes, however you want to put that. And I have my way of dealing with mine. But that's, you know, I just have to be honest with that. You're going to fail. And it's okay. It's okay to you know, to make mistakes. I know I done made several mistakes. And I do, I mean, I be mad at myself because sometimes I know, and then sometimes sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, take that. You have to take them L's, and I have taken a lot of them. You can't blame nobody. Don't blame anybody. And not just in business. I'm speaking personal, too. You know, because I'm unapologetic, as they say. You either going to roll with Team Hollywood or Queen Kimberly or Bright Flow or whatever, or you're not. Because I'm on this positive train.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about networking too. It's all about networking and connecting.
You definitely, you know, don't want to, as you mentioned, once you do make a mistake or two, get so discouraged and down and out But you definitely don't want to blame people either. Like you said, it's definitely you got to put that responsibility on you primarily because it's your baby. It's whatever it is. It's your talent, your business, your product, your service you're providing. So if something doesn't go right, you have to be the one to fix it because no one else knows how to do it better than you. So to put it on anybody else, it's always been kind of silly to me. But, you know, there's some things that other people can help you with, but the primary it is yours. And so if there's something going on, you have to be able to take that obligation part of it and accountability part of it seriously. So I'm glad you mentioned that because, again, that's another pitfall that a lot of people have when it comes to doing something and moving forward is they don't want that responsibility or obligation or accountability. They just want someone else to do it all and they just show up. And it just doesn't happen like that. I don't care what you're trying to do. So I appreciate you bringing those things up, especially for all the ladies tonight on the Women in Business show. How can people, first of all, of course, book you? They're in the Atlanta market. How can they find you on social media, website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that kind of good stuff?
Okay. My Facebook, Body Flow Ink Massage Therapy, that's the business page. I also have a personal page, Kimberly Raven, on Facebook. Instagram is MZ_Hollywood41. And LinkedIn is Body Flow Ink Massage Therapy as well. The business line is 678-871-9854. Website. Bodyflow Massage.solution. That's about it for my social media handles.
Gotcha. Before I let you go, I don't think you mentioned we have a little bit of minutes left. That doesn't really make sense. We have a few minutes left, but I wanted to touch on one thing that I don't think we talked about yet in regards to your public speaking. Can you give us a little bit of essence in regards to that, because I don't think we touched on that much.
In addition to the entrepreneur and the modeling and acting, I'm also vice president of public relations for Capital City Legacy Builders Toastmasters. And for who all don't know what Toastmasters is all about, it's an organization that actually helps you to enhance your public speaking if you want to build confidence or to enhance your leadership skills. So I've been a member since 2015, and I've currently served as secretary and twice as VPPR.
Wow, you're very busy.
Meetings are, well, you know what, let me give this out. I'm sorry, Chris. If you are looking for a Toastmasters, we are we're in the Atlanta area. We meet every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 in the Atlanta Area Technical School Library. Again, you can reach me on Facebook if you're interested in attending our Toastmasters. And we also have a Toastmasters page. It's Capital City Legacy Builders Toastmasters, our Facebook page. So thank you so much, Chris.
No, I knew it was something else. Again, I was trying to backtrack. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Again, there's nothing wrong with being ultra busy, y'all. Ultra busy is good, especially when it's a matter of, enhancing all of your skills and abilities over time and things of that nature. So I just wanted to make sure that you threw that out there too. So again, those who think that they can't, yeah, you can. Don't make excuses for yourself. Stop playing games. So that being said, I want to thank you again, Kimberly, for taking out the time tonight. This particular show tonight was featuring you. So I'm happy that they have ever done that in this particular case. And I'm hoping that everyone who does first of all, the people who listen to it live, and then those who are listening to it on the podcast will all benefit from everything that was said tonight, because it's a big deal to me, again, to keep featuring all of y'all who are women out there who are really doing things out there that are important to the community important to, you know, individuals themselves and, of course, yourself and your success. I know you're going to do even more in the future. 2019 is right around the corner, so ain't no telling what you're going to be doing. You might be in a movie with Oprah, starring Oprah, I don't know, and Tyler Perry. I don't know. I'm just saying. But thank you again for taking out the time. Say it again.
I said, you put it out there in the atmosphere. Say that again.
Oprah and Tyler Perry. So again, hopefully come next year, we'll definitely do an update show and see what you got popping in 2019, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
All right. You take care now, Kimberly.
All right. You too, Chris. Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Okay.
And that was Ms. Kimberly Raven of Body Flow Massage in Atlanta, Georgia. So to close out the show, again, the whole purpose of this Women in Business show is to feature those who are having accomplishments. They're having successes along with their failures, and they're able to tell you about them. That's the thing. A lot of people just see what's on the surface, but they don't know the behind-the-scenes part of it. So that's my purpose of these shows. So just had three in a row. I'm not sure if we're going to get any in November just yet. I do have a big announcement come December. Of a guest that I plan to have on the show. She's also in Atlanta, but she's a huge figure in Atlanta, so I'm excited about that. In the meantime, if you are a business owner of any kind, you're listening to the show, and you would like an opportunity to have your own interview for your business, a company, or your talent, you can give me a email at chris@imtmworldwide.com, and I'll give you all the specifics on how you can book your own personal interview. Of course, be following the show on Instagram, IMPM Worldwide Radio, on Twitter, IMPM Radio, and most importantly, please do this, download the Spreaker app. It's free to your phone. Follow the station page, IMPM Worldwide Radio, on Spreaker, and then that way you can become a follower, and then that way you can listen to all the shows by clicking on the show page and seeing all the different shows of IMPM Worldwide Radio. I really would appreciate that support there. iHeartRadio will only pick me up if I can show the followership. People are listening to the show, but nobody is following the page. So I do ask that as a favor to everybody who's listening. If everybody who's following all of my social media pages actually did that, I'd be on iHeartRadio yesterday. Just saying, help me out, folks. Please, I'm begging you. So again, as a closeout, you know, again, thanks for Kimberly Raven for being on. Kara Donnell, who was on the week before, and then MJ Giddens, who started off the three shows in a row earlier in the month, earlier last month. I appreciate all ladies who've been on the show recently, and then also during the summertime, where I had a lot of different women in the law industry. I had a lawyer on, fashion design, had people who had their own bakeries. So, again, it's been great so far to have this little show on IMTN Worldwide Radio, and I'm very excited what's going to be happening next. And definitely thank you for the support. Please tell others. Share the show. Once you listen to it and you appreciate what you hear, tell others about it. That would really help me out a lot as well so I can continue doing the show. Again, you can hit me up by email, chris@imtnworldwide.com. Also, my business Instagram is IMTM Worldwide, so you can also reach me there as well. Until next time, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. This is Chris on IMTM Worldwide Radio, and this was Women in Business. Y'all take care.